You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Understanding Spirit with Mary Schiappano.
Mary Schiappano.
Live from MaryVCircles.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Understanding Spirit
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Understanding Spirit. I hope you're all doing really well and you've had a great week. We will get into our three card pull. If you haven't watched the show before, I want you to just tune in and see whether you're drawn to card one, two, or three. It is a reading for the collective, so keep in mind that I will try to, you know, hone in into as many areas as I can, but it will be up to you to place it into your life and see where the guidance sort of falls. Sometimes spirit will take an opportunity to give messages for friends, loved ones. So if you feel like it doesn't resonate with you, but it sits perfectly with somebody you know, then please pass that on as well. Okay, so if you have been drawn to card one, it is this card here, which is the Star. And it's got written here, hard times are over, looking forward to an abundance of happiness, enthusiasm, and positivity. With this card, when I'm tuning into it, I just feel like there has been, you know, somewhat of a journey with a lot of you, and each step has brought you closer to some kind of like awareness about yourself and a better understanding of yourself. You know, spirit are saying, you know, you have a lot of answers within you, you know, as well. So sort of like trust your intuition, as also you are being guided to something that is brighter and a different kind of future for you as well. So just kind of like, you know, be open and sort of, and like the card says, be sort of like enthusiastic about your future and where you're going, you know. But I feel like everything that has happened to you in the past has happened for a reason to get you to this place where you're going soon. Okay. If you've been drawn to card two, it is this one here, which is Dragonfly. It's got written here, have confidence during this time, a great joy, renewal and connection to spirit. With this card, I do also feel like, you know, you need to ground yourself in like love and trust for yourself, but also like trust for people around you. You know, you can confide in people that you know, and just sort of like work on building some of those relationships as well. You do always have inner guidance, so sort of tune in to that also. For some of you, I am being told, you know, you are meant to lead. So if there are promotions coming up, things like that, or you may need to lead and sort things out in a family situation. So just place it as you see fit. But there is also, you know, I'm definitely getting like leading with confidence. And you can also be leading in your life with confidence as well. Okay. If you've been drawn to card three, it is this one here, which is marriage. Okay. And it's got written here, you are attracting emotional fulfillment and unconditional love. All right. I am getting with this card, of course, you know, it can be the marriage proposals, you know, all of that sort of, you know, stuff, the emotional stuff. But I am also being told to tell you that, you know, courage and wisdom are your best friends as well going forward, you know, and spirit is saying you're as precious as the stone on the ring. So, you know, if some of you have come out of bad relationships in the past and you are with somebody else, or you're ready to look for this kind of commitment, you know, there is a new path, you know, for you opening up, and it is something new. And I feel also that I need to say, you know, if in a relationship, you may be attracted to somebody that you might thought you wouldn't normally be attracted to. So keep that, be open to what comes your way. You just never know who's around the corner, all right? Okay, I'll get to my caller now, and I believe I have Dee on the line. Hello.
Hi there, Mary. Thank you so much for taking my call. I really appreciate you taking the time to answer some questions.
Oh, you're very welcome. How are you?
Yeah, I've been better. In my life recently, I just broke up with a guy who I had been dating for 2 months, but he wasn't willing to commit to being in a relationship. He said he wasn't dating anyone else. But he didn't want the title of being a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, even though we acted like a boyfriend-girlfriend.
Yeah.
So I didn't feel like I was being validated or, you know, comforted or reassured of our relationship. So I ended things. And now I feel all alone. I am 38 years old. I have technically been single for 4 years, and I just had this relationship these past 2 months with this guy, and I really liked him. We didn't have sex, but we would kiss and hold hands and cook together and go to church together. So it was just like really sweet. But yeah, I'm searching. And the reason why we didn't have sex is because he was sexually impotent. He couldn't, you know, perform. Mm-hmm. So basically from watching a lot of pornography on his end.
Okay.
And I was patient and kind with him about that, even though it was something I really wanted to happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was just wondering if you saw anyone coming into my life.
Yes, you will. Yes, the answer is yes, yes, yes. Okay, you will.
Oh, wonderful.
I am feeling that, you know, I can see the conflict. I can see the shattered dreams around this. I'm also, you know, picking up on the anxiety that he had, and also that you had as well, and the unhappiness that came, like, you know, with not moving in the direction of, like, the happy family sort of scenario that you wanted to go down. In terms of, you know, like cheating, I feel like he was lying to you about that. I feel like it might not have been, you know, in the physical, but certainly there was in his mind, and it could have, you know, even been through the channels, you know, of like pornography sort of like as well. The heartbreak and sort of the pain that is coming here for you is, you know, that you have to keep in mind that this is just on his end, okay? This is what something that he has to deal with. I do feel, Dee, that this all happened for a reason. You said that you were going to church and that. I do feel like he would benefit from speaking to the pastor or the priest. He may need some prayers written over him, maybe even, you know, a deliverance, a spiritual cleansing of some type. I don't feel like this relationship that you should pursue, but I do feel that there are other things on the spiritual level that are going on with him as well. I do feel that it is time for you to move on, all right? I'm seeing a lot of movement for you. You have to tune into your intuition as well. I feel like your gut instincts were kicking in with you anyway, but you were just sort of like not really listening to them, you know. But there are new beginnings here, and with new beginnings will come new strengths for you as well, all right? You know, because you just, you know, Spirit is saying to me, like, whatever you imagine, you can create for yourself, right? Technically, we only really hold ourselves back, okay? You may feel like you're getting older and within your body, you know, like you may not have children, things like that, all right? I can sort of tell you that I do know a woman in her early 40s, and it was her second child, but she chose to go back and have another child at that age. So don't feel like it's all over. Okay, you know, whatever you want, it will come your way. Just be patient and expect the unexpected, you know, as well, sort of Spirit is saying. There is going to be a lot of things moving forward. I do see, you know, like marriage for you. I'm seeing it as a traditional marriage. I am seeing like a romantic proposal and that. But this will all come quite slowly, all right, this part of it. What needs to move forward quickly now is for you to get yourself out of this place where I feel you have a mindset where you're lacking, okay? Spirit will not bring you somebody else if you are feeling that way. So, you know, please keep in mind this is something that he has to deal with. It doesn't have anything to do with you. And certainly move forward. Otherwise, I feel like you're going to be in a roundabout with him, all right, just going round and round in circles. He does need spiritual healing and spiritual cleansing, yeah. Okay? So the best thing you can do for him is recommend that he speaks to your priest or pastor and he can move forward. But, yes, there are new beginnings for you, new romantic beginnings. You need to be honest and upfront about what you want in your next relationship, but I'm definitely seeing celebration. I'm seeing like people that you haven't seen in a while, you know, that you might invite. There is like a sense of reunion and celebration as well. Ooh, okay.
Maybe a wedding.
You do also have a male in spirit that has come forward for you today as well. Would you like to receive a message from him?
Oh, yes. Please, thank you.
Okay, this is an elderly gentleman. He's quite frail. He's showing me that he had, needed support working. He could have had a carer or with a nurse. And he's showing me like a walking stick, shortness of breath as well, okay? If you can't place him right now, I'm just going to go to message for you, okay? And hopefully you'll be able to place him. He's saying to me, don't jump into things that you don't fully understand, right, as you're moving forward in life. Make sure that you do your research and have things. I'm seeing like a lot of changes with you, but all things for the better. And he's saying you can do anything that you want. Just don't limit yourself, okay? He's going, the sky's the limit, right? He's also saying there are no promises for tomorrow, okay? So just live your life, be happy. And as you are opening up for yourself, you know, for happiness in your life regarding relationships, just be open to what comes your way and don't base your value on that, okay? Just live your life, okay? I'm also seeing you, Spirit is saying, also pray and ask for what you want. Ask for the person that you want, okay? When you go to church, you know, sit in faith, sit there in your pew, in the pew, and just ask, you know, for the manifestation of the man that is right for you.